From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama plans to formally unveil his plans to combat climate change today, but the campaign began over the weekend when the administration posted a video online.
Climate change is not a problem for another generation, not anymore. That's why on Monday, my administration will release the final version of America's Clean Power Plan. The biggest, most important step we've ever taken to combat climate change.
That plan is expected to set the stage for a big legal battle. The coal industry and its supporters are encouraging states to not comply with the rules, which are expected to include steeper limits on greenhouse gas emissions from power plants than initially proposed a year ago. Authorities in Memphis, Tennessee are in the middle of a manhunt today. A warrant has been issued for the arrest of the suspect accused of murdering a Memphis police officer over the weekend. The suspect had previously been convicted of bank robbery. Justin Willingham of member station WKNO in Memphis has more.
Late Saturday evening, Memphis police officer and former Marine Sean Bolton approached an illegally parked car where it is believed he interrupted an illegal drug transaction. After a struggle with Officer Bolton, the passenger, Tremaine Wilburn, stands accused of shooting Bolton before fleeing the scene. Additional officers arrived to find Bolton shot multiple times. They rushed him to the hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Police Director Tony Armstrong said in a press conference early Sunday evening that Wilburn is a coward.
You murdered a police officer. You've literally destroyed a family, this community, this city, for less than 2 grams of marijuana.
Authorities continue their search for Wilburn, who is considered to be armed and dangerous. For NPR News, I'm Justin Willingham in Memphis.
A FEMA grant has been given to California to help pay for the fight against a big fire burning north of San Francisco. The fire in the Lower Lake area is California's largest right now. It tripled in size over the weekend. 6,300 structures are threatened and 24 homes have been destroyed. Lorraine Dechter from member station KZYX in Mendocino reports.
Firestorms this big make their own weather. They cause thunder cells that rise up and then, like an anvil, collapse.
And when that collapses, then it comes straight down to the ground and the winds expand from that center 360 degrees.
Scott McLean is a spokesperson for CAL FIRE. He's seen a lot of fires, but nothing like this one.
20,000 acres burned in less than 5 hours. The plume off this fire, they predicted to be 30,000 feet up in the air of yesterday.
The Rocky Fire has caused the closure of two major state highways and blazed through part of the new Berryessa Snow Mountain National Monument. For NPR News, I'm Lorraine Dechter in Ukiah, California.
More than 20 major fires are burning in California, and wildfires are also burning in Washington State and Oregon. You're listening to NPR News. Zimbabwe has linked a second American to the investigation of illegal lion hunting. Officials have named Dr. Jan Seske of Pennsylvania as being a client of a safari operator accused of breaching regulations. Prince Mufasa Vario is Zimbabwe's environment secretary.
The report that we received relates to an incident which happened in April. And that's why you find we have banned every activity, so that we can investigate and establish the truth of the matter.
According to a statement, Mupaz Vario said the doctor was in Zimbabwe back in April. Several Republican candidates for president have been running television ads in recent weeks. Now a Democrat is getting in on it. NPR's Tamara Keith reports that Hillary Clinton's campaign is going up with two ads in the early voting states of Iowa and New Hampshire.
This is the time in the seemingly permanent election cycle when candidates introduce themselves to voters with biographical TV ads. Clinton has been in the national spotlight since 1992, but her campaign and longtime friends argue most people don't have a clue about the real Hillary Clinton. Both of the ads focus on Clinton's mother.
When I think about why I'm doing this, I think about my mother, Dorothy. She was abandoned by her parents at the age of 8.
A slew of recent polls show Clinton's favorability sagging. Clinton's campaign is spending $1 million in both Iowa and New Hampshire to run these ads for 5 weeks. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.